We'll move on to the always exciting portion of our agenda, and that's Walt Knorr giving us a financial update. Walter.
Good morning, everyone. I want to thank Jim Moore for not presenting the whole of my treasurer's report. There's one last chapter missing from that report, and you can get it on the video. So, as I always do, I basically start off with a tick list of all the things that of note that have happened and are not happened, you know, since the September meeting to date. Start off, of course, with the fact that there's been no change in the state budget situation. That budget impasse continues as they were in essentially election mode in, during this period. Certainly advocacy continues. If you were to pick up the and look at the controller, state controller's website, right now they're showing $9,087,000,000 of bills that have to be paid, the backlog in there, and they're projecting $10 billion by the end of the calendar year in bills to be paid. And that's before this new news that basically because of the performance of the pension funds, the state pension funds, there's another additional $1 billion is being requested in the 18 request, you know, to fund pensions. So that's the situation there. I think Jim Montgomery at the ABFF meeting asked me for a prediction of what might happen, and I steadfastly said, no way I'm predicting anything about what's going to happen. But I did, it's on the record, I did predict, and this is before game 6 and 7, that the Cubs were going to win, and it's on the record. So the second thing is we now have billed $299 million of the $351 million bridge appropriation, and with a receipt that we got on November the 1st, we have now collected $200 million of that. It's pretty much on target with what the state controller told us that we were to receive and when we were to receive it, so that continues on. I think that with the rest of the we billed $299 million, I think that's probably it for what's going to be distributed to the campuses. Because of the remaining $50 million, roughly $50 million, I'm going to have to basically $25 million of that I'm going to have to bill and then send back to the state, to the Central Management Services for health care benefits. They have billed us for that, for the 16 health care benefits, and we're going to have to send that back to them. And another $20, $21 million, I basically, based on the original allocation, is basically going to the hospital for the old, I call it the old fee-for-service managed Medicaid services under the old federal reimbursement process, feed it into the Medicaid trust fund, and there's a whole different billing process for that. So that's the remaining $50 million is probably going in that direction. We did receive in mid-October, as promised by the controller, we received $29 million for the MAP award, and we have applied that back to the spring of last year's MAP awards for students. We have nothing on the out there for MAP for this academic year and for these awards, and we're going to be making some in January statements with regard to covering, you know, the fall awards for the students. We do expect full payment of the full appropriation by the end of the year. Based on our conversations, we've had regular conversations with the state controller. We've had very good relationship, for, you know, back to Judy Bartopinka through Controller Munger, and we were going to establish, of course, a relationship with Susan Mendoza going forward for purposes of the payments and to the University of Illinois. One of the things that's basically, I think, in everybody's mind is, and really, you know, kind of crescendoing now, is basically the delinquency in the payment of health care benefits for our employees. Of that $10 billion that is will be outstanding at the end of the calendar year to be billed to be paid, $3.5 billion, and you keep thinking billions, you know, $3.5 billion is for health care benefits, health care claims, you know, to be paid, you know, to the providers of health care for university employees under the group insurance program. On the positive side, we certainly had a successful sale that we approved at the September meeting, a sale of some refunding of some bonds, some certificates of participation. We achieved a very good savings, $3.9 million in savings. But probably more importantly, there was a swap associated with an interest rate swap associated with this, and we terminated that swap in connection with this deal. And that took almost half of our risk off the table as far as the interest rate risk that was associated with those swaps. So it was probably very important to get that terminated. The rating agencies, again, Moody's has affirmed the AA3 rating, negative outlook in connection with this financing, which puts us five notches higher than the state. The state was downgraded again, puts us five rating notches higher than the state. And then I'm going to go over a few slides here in a moment, but I think that they put out a special report on this University of Illinois because I think it's to have be five rating notches higher than the state, you know, your mother state is something that they've kind of had to explain to the public. So I'll go over those in a few seconds. Standard & Poor's, I think I did report, they did have to downgrade us because they have a rule that we cannot be more than three notches higher than the state. Lastly, we met with the IBHE. They confirmed that that for purposes of one of the items that's before you today is the approval of the budget request for FY18, and they basically gave us the high sign that they will basically support that request when they go before for the legislature. Shoot this up real quickly. This is updated for October. This is the ratings of the public of the Big Ten publics. You won't see Wisconsin up here because Wisconsin does not issue debt. The university does not issue debt. It's issued by the state. You also will not see a state rating for Nebraska. The University of Nebraska is a AA1 rating, but the Moody's does not rate the state itself. I think over to the left, you will see that the University of Illinois with the AA3 rating. And with the dots, this is basically the state rating is a Baa2. So you can count the notches, five notches up, you know, to the university on the left hand side. Some of the other obvious ones are basically the AAA rated universities are both the Purdue and Indiana. Of course, the state of Indiana is rated AAA. And of course, Michigan is rated AAA, even though the state of Michigan is a AA1. And again, Michigan is basically operates almost under a different constitutional operation away from the rest of the state budgetary operation. Our comparable, if you will, I hate to use this as a comparable, but it is Rutgers. Rutgers is the only other one that's a AA3, and they're two notches higher than the state of New Jersey's rating, which I won't go through the detail, but this is coming out of the September 21st report from Moody's. This is basically what they're saying about us in support of us. The thumbnail of this is basically the positives are our liquidity, our student demand, our revenue diversity, our debt management, our philanthropy, and our proactive fiscal management. Our problems, our challenges continue to be the state budget, the state pension, our exposure to healthcare, the healthcare industry, and our need for investment, capital investment. Very quickly, these are all coming right out of the Moody's report, you know, very quickly. One of the big things is basically our working capital, the adequacy of our working capital to pay our bills on a timely basis. And these titles are also directly out of the Moody's report. But what we have here is that basically we are basically at our peer median, you know, for days cash on hand as a measure of working cash. We're 186 days. The peer median is 192 days. And again, this is a calculation where they take all the cash and investments, put that over all of our expenses, and then multiply it times the number of days and come up with this number. The next one is the situation. I think we've seen that, but this is Moody's take on it. It's basically the relationship between the payments on behalf and pensions and to the appropriation. This is where you can see that the green line is basically the growth of the payments on behalf. This is again for pensions and for healthcare benefits for university employees, the employer portion of the payment, $1.2 billion in 2017. And then you can see the blue line where we're down in 2016 down to the $180 million was the appropriation and the $351 in 2017. Again, this is right out of the Moody's report and is important to them. Next one is the diversity of revenues. This is right out of the – I think it's very important to remember one of the things that's basically 15% of the budget of the University of Illinois is the medical center operation. It's the hospital. I think people don't forget, frankly, that we have a billion-dollar enterprise over here, right here. And also, when you look at this, when you look at the state support for the university, the green is the state operating appropriation. And then again, this is 15, but that was 12% of the total budgets coming from the state and appropriation. The payments on behalf is another 21% would be the payments on behalf. So when you put those together, that's the 33% or a third of the budgets being supported by the state of Illinois. Enrollment, this is very important to them. The steady demand for the University of Illinois, and basically the consistency of the demand for the university, pushing up above the 80,000 mark in 2020, and this is through 2015, but pushing through the 80,000 mark, both with undergraduates and graduate students, very important to the rating process. Lastly, the deleveraging, basically our management of the debt, basically bringing us in line with our peers with regard to a relationship between what we have as cash and investments to our debt standing. We basically brought ourselves in line. Again, all of these are basically us bringing us in line with the medians. You know, this is not, you know, this is basically working our way up to get ourselves up to the medians with our Big Ten peers. Now, some of the things that just very quickly that you should update you on as of the beginning of November, reflecting the payment that we received. We again, the far right, we have the $351 million appropriation for 2017, the bridge appropriation. We've billed $299 million. We've collected $200 million, and so we would have a $99 million receivable remaining. Comparable to the prior year at this time, we didn't have an appropriation, the 180. We didn't have an appropriation. If you remember, we were basically late in getting an appropriation, the $180 million stopgap appropriation. And some of the history in the back, the 2013, for those of you who weren't around, 2013 materialized into one of the worst years as far as collections of cash, where by March we almost had the whole appropriation was due to us in 2013. Give you a quick snapshot of basic collection of the tuition revenue, the income fund. This is right on par with, you know, basically as expected, and right on par with the collection history that we've had in the past as far as tuition for the university. It usually comes in three. This is for the first semester, the fall semester. Then we'll have an installment for the spring semester, and there's a smaller portion that, basically for the summer that comes in. So, but the collections are right on par with the previous collections of the past year. I put this up a different way to look at it. This is the longer history back to 1970, when the state provided $12.80 for every dollar of tuition that the university had. By the year 2010, it comes down. That's the crossover year, when, you know, basically it was $1 of state support for every dollar of tuition. Now we're down to, with what's going on right now, we're down to, well, in 2016, we're down to 20 cents in support from the state for a dollar of tuition. And now we're, and for the $351 million, we're at 30 cents to the dollar in 2017. So you can see this is just basically the degradation of the relationship of state support to tuition. I like to show this every once in a while, just basically to remind you about the support for financial aid to the students. The big pieces, of course, one of the biggest pieces, and basically one of the things we have to always consider as part of the tuition process, is basically the supplemental aid. This again was 2016's numbers, but $83.5 million in supplemental aid went into that component. The MAP portion was $60,400,000 in MAP, and the other one big piece, of course, is the Pell. The Pell federal Pell grants, $77.9 million. So those are the big pieces to the grants. Quick shot. I think some of you heard Dr. Ghosh yesterday on the hospital, how we're doing at the hospital through the first quarter. We are at about 1.1 operating margin for the first quarter for the hospital, compared to being up about $600,000 last year. I think one of the things that, of course, continues to be disconcerting is the cash situation. The cash, 90 days of cash at the hospital right now. That probably should be at least three times that number for our purposes, or for the purposes of an operation. One of the things we're doing is, and one of the things that Dr. Ghosh put up yesterday is basically the need for some overhaul of this, the multiple systems that they have at the hospital. And we're looking at a price tag of roughly $80 million along that line. We're working on a debt capacity study, both for the university and for the hospital, to see what we can do as far as issuing additional debt to support that. We're also looking at vendor financing. We're also looking at P3 type of ideas for not only for that system, but also other capital needs, you know, for the hospital. And we're doing the same thing for the university. And so we're running through these, you know, debt capacity studies. Penultimate slide is, again, the capital appropriations. You can see that, again, we have basically nothing in 2017. There was nothing in for capital for 2017, so it continues a sad long string of, you know, no capital appropriations from the state. You know, what you're also looking at today and hopefully going to pass is basically a capital request for $414 million today for 2018 as part of the request for 2018. I think the last slide, just basically the newest slide, basically for 16 out of the audit, is the federal research grants. This is basically where expenditures equal revenues, basically by component. It continues to be that HHS, NIH, the red, is basically constitute the biggest piece, one of the biggest pieces. NSF is the second biggest piece. And then the third biggest piece is education, but Pell grants are in that black in the education piece. Overall, we've increased our federal grants and contracts over the last 10 years almost about 17% increase in the grants. I think that the only thing I would point out is the big pop that basically happened back in 2013 in the blue NSF. That's the supercomputer. $210 million was in there in at that year. I think the last thing I would just say is that we're closing in on the audit for 2016. I will fill you in at the January meeting about what that, but it will be showing the results of basically a fairly sizable diminishment in the 16 appropriation. So, but I will fill you in on that at the January meeting. So other than that, this is my 59th financial report just, you know, last report of the calendar year. I'm going to just wish everybody a nice holiday.
Thank you, Walt. Any questions for Walt? I do want to compliment Walt, you and your team, on sustaining that ratings for the university versus the state of Illinois. I know that you've shown a lot of the reasons why Moody's and Standard & Poor's continues to keep our rating up high, and certainly helps us with our costs of borrowed capital. But just compliments to you and your group on the job you continue to do with them.
Well, it's not only the cost, but it's certainly, to me, it's reputational. This university should not be even at that level. It should be a double A1 right. Type of rating with its colleagues. So.
All right. Any more questions for Walt? All right, Walter. Thank you very much.